Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
I would like to be the one being beaten, and I would like to be the one being quite aggressively fucked. That's the thing that I have been thinking about and dreaming about and wanking about since I was really young.
Today on My First Time, how to stop wanking about spanking. The pornos tell us that BDSM requires all the gear, whips, chains and paddles, a dom straddling her victim front and center, I'm the boss and you're the bitch kind of thing. But is that how it always is?
Hi, my name is Girl on the Net. This is a story about the first time I ever got spanked and how I learnt that my fetish is for giving guys erections.
Let me tell you about Girl on the Net. She's a sex blogger, a sexual adventurer, a pioneer of the bedroom. Girl on the Net is someone who's laid bare her sexual history online, and she's been deep into BDSM since she was a student. But what was it like for her the first time round?
I'm generally quite submissive, and I would nearly always prefer to be in a submissive role. Like, I would like to be the one being beaten, and I would like to be the one, you know, being quite like aggressively fucked. And for me, that's the thing that I have been thinking about and dreaming about and wanking about since I was really young. However, for guys that I'm with, if they're not already dominant or, you know, used to having kind of really dominant sex, then introducing them to that can be quite difficult and can be quite hard for them.
So I think we've all been there where you want to try something new because you've been thinking about it for ages, but you're not quite sure how your partner is going to respond. Do you raise it in polite conversation? Do you do it at dinner, at a bar, in the heat of the moment? Or do you just go for it and be really disappointed when they might not notice at all?
But when we first got together, we had this truly disastrous shag because he was very shy and he was very gentle and he'd never had that kind of BDSM type sex before. So I invited him back to my house on like our second date. I was like, right, let's fuck. And he was so sort of, he was quite taken aback by that and quite nervous. So we had like a very gentle shag. And it was only like a few dates after that, when we sat down and had a really frank conversation, that I realized that actually I'd kind of scared him a little bit. The kind of things that I want, he wasn't used to. And I think because I'm so used to thinking about being dominated and being like really vigorously fucked, he had this idea in his head that like, you just don't do that to people. Like, it's not nice or it's not something that anyone could want. So I think I've learned that introducing the kind of things I want gradually is vital, because I think I've probably scared quite a lot of guys where I've just gone, now hit me in the face, now spit in my mouth. And if it was the other way around, it'd be horrific if a dominant person was like, right, now I'm going to hit you in the face. I think I've learned a lot about the fact that my own desires can have exactly that kind of intimidating effect if I don't introduce them gradually, if I'm just so suddenly like, right, now beat me. This guy and I had been kind of on and off for a while. Like, I don't think we were actually together at that point. We just occasionally would shag. And he was a massive pervert and I was a massive pervert. And so quite a lot of our conversations would start with, So I read about this thing on a forum, because back in the day, it was mostly forums that there was a forum called Informed Consent, which we used to lurk on quite a lot, which was like a BDSM forum. And we'd read people's blogs and we'd read people's stories and the kind of things that they were doing. A lot of the kind of things they were doing were things that, like, I used to wank about. And he was really good at just coming up with ideas and just throwing them out there. So he was never shy about going, oh, hey, this thing, I've always wanted to do this thing. Do you fancy having a go? But we were fucking on my bed in student halls, and he spotted that there was an empty wine bottle on my desk because I was classy like that. And we were just kind of making out and messing around, and he picked up the wine bottle and just went, I'd really like to put this in your cunt. Can I put this in your cunt? So I said yes. But he was quite, he had a tendency to do that. And so I think, like, with the spanking thing, when he was like, hey, I think you should bend over that chair and I should spank you, it wasn't unexpected. It was just delightful. I quite like those little delightful moments when someone goes, hey, I really like to do this. I think, again, because it kind of, like, the thing that turns me on is the fact that I'm doing something that someone else is really enthusiastic about. And those little random sparks of, oh, I really want to spank you, that was really hot.
I don't know about you, but I spent most of university having very lame, boring vanilla sex. And I definitely didn't get into spanking.
So we were sitting on the sofa in the living room of his student house. It must have been like the end of a holiday, end of the summer holidays, maybe, when I'd been out of town for a while and then came back to university. So we were kind of just cuddling on the sofa and having a bit of a catch up and probably drinking a bit too much. And it was just one of those, you know, super scruffy student houses where it's all kind of half-assed and furnished by landlords who don't give a shit. So, God, I can't really remember what it looked like. It was quite an old house, and probably like really shabby stained carpets and really shabby stained sofas. And there was this wooden chair in the corner, which I think is probably what gave him the idea to say, right, okay, I want to spank you, because the wooden chair was at the perfect height to kneel on the seat of the chair and then bend over the back of the chair.
So you've nailed the angle of your grubby student accommodation sex chair, and you've had the awkward pre-sex conversation about what you want. Then what happens?
So I think the first time that I got a spanking, ultimately his plan would have been to do that for a really long time. So to spank me, maybe to build up to using some implements or toys or whatever. But part of the problem is, I'm not very patient. Like, I have a really low tolerance for foreplay, but that's not really what I mean. I'm not a fan of too much build up, because, like, ultimately what I really like is getting fucked. So I think he would have happily spent an entire evening, like, beating me up and doing lots of different, like, filthy pervy things. But after maybe 5 minutes of him spanking me and just feeling his hands like smacking my ass and then touching my cunt, I was like, we definitely have to fuck now. So probably what I would guess anticipated to be like a couple of hours of fun actually turned into about 15 minutes because I have absolutely no patience whatsoever.
So it was over in 5 minutes. Is that a long time or a short time? I can't tell. I probably spend about 6 hours on Instagram every day, which puts that into perspective. It's a bit like queuing up for a roller coaster for an hour, only to come out the other end and realise that it finished in under the length of a Christina Aguilera song.
Before I'd ever been spanked, I kind of fantasised about it a lot and really kind of enjoyed the idea of it. But the first time I ever got spanked, the actual pain came as quite a surprise. Like, I think I'd been kind of wanking over this idea for ages of guys beating me and smacking me and like the sounds of it and all of the kind of atmosphere with it, that when it actually came to it the first time I got spanked, I was like, oh shit, that actually does hurt quite a lot. So we were in my boyfriend at the time, we were in his student house and everyone else was out and we were in the lounge, and he bent me over a chair and made me pull my skirt up and pull my knickers down and started spanking me. And he did that thing that most people do when they first start spanking, because they've seen it on the internet or they've seen it in some like BDSM book, where they make you count off the strokes, like one, thank you, two, thank you. And I was really confused because I was like, I was massively turned on by this, to the point where we only really did it for about 5 minutes before I was like, oh, you have to fuck me now. You really have to fuck me now. This is amazing. But I didn't really enjoy the counting. I didn't really enjoy the pain, and I couldn't quite work out, like, what is it I actually like about this? Because I do like this. I like it loads, but I couldn't work out whether it was the pain or whether it was just the atmosphere or what it was. And I think I realized about maybe 2 or 3 months later, when we went to a fetish club for the first time, because we've been doing bits of pieces of spanking and beating and using random implements around the house to beat me with. And throughout the whole time, I've been going, okay, well, pain is clearly not what gets me off, but something about this is really horny. So it was only when we went to a fetish club for the first time and we got shown round by the kind of mistress of the dungeon, basically. She was showing us what all of the equipment does and the St. Andrew's crosses and all of the different bits and pieces. And we got to this spanking bench and she said, do you want to go? You know, do you want to bend over and I'll smack you? So obviously I was quite keen, and my other half at the time was exceptionally keen as well. He held me down by my shoulders while she sort of went to work. And just like when he'd spanked me, there was a lot of pain. There was a kind of nice warm build up, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is a little bit about the sensation. And then I realized as he was holding me down and I'm just looking straight ahead, I can just see his dick start to grow in his trousers and get hard and throbbing and pressing against the fabric. And I think it was at that moment that I realized it's not the pain that gets me off. I don't want to be spanked because I'm a naughty girl or because I just enjoy the sensation of being spanked. I want him to beat me because it makes him hard. And that was the moment when I realized, like, I don't think I really have a fetish for BDSM, but I have a fetish for doing things that get guys hard.
I think I get that. I mean, everyone loves to feel desired, right? But I wonder if it's a little bit more socially acceptable for women to be the objects of desire rather than men, at least when it comes to heterosexual relationships. And now you've had your first spanking experience. What happens then? Do you chase the spanking dream with every man you meet?
I honestly don't think that anything will ever fully satisfy that need. It's not about like chasing the next person or the next dirtiest thing, like just continually doing more and more and more. But I think a lot of it is about chasing that moment when you get the rush of suddenly realizing that this person is getting hard or that this is this is giving them a real kick.
Okay, so the spanking happened in student halls and it only lasted for 5 minutes, but obviously it involved all the bells and leather whistles, paddles, choke me daddy, necklaces, leashes and all the rest of it, right?
There's so much pomp and frippery around a lot of this. I mean, because obviously when you see it online, like often you're seeing either porn people who, you know, have got set dressing and they've thought about how they want everything to look, or you've got like really enthusiastic amateurs who have loads and loads of kit, you know, to do things with. Generally, there is this kind of idea that BDSM has to come with leather boots and latex dresses and, you know, chains and leather and all of that stuff. And actually, most of my BDSM play has been done in, you know, jeans and a t-shirt or just kind of in the living room or in the kitchen, or, you know, you don't really need a dungeon to just get spanked. I think that's one of the nice things about spanking is you can get a lot of the BDSM fun and a lot of the sensation and a lot of the kind of atmosphere without needing any equipment. You know, you just need your hand and a naked ass. So much BDSM is frankly ridiculous. So particularly the counting, I've always found the counting kind of weird. Like, I know some people really get off on it. Like, I'm not gonna like be down on anyone else's kinks, but for me, if I'm getting beaten, I want to be able to concentrate on what's happening. I want to be able to kind of just feel it and enjoy it and close my eyes and appreciate the atmosphere. And I find it really hard to do that when I have to basically have a maths class, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
One of the questions I had speaking to Girl on the Net was, how sexy is spanking objectively? Is it empirically hot to actually look at a picture of someone flopped over another person's knee, wiggling about and squealing like a dead fish? Or is it more about the stuff that happens in your head, the power dynamic, the relationship between two people that has more to do with what's going on between your two ears than actually the sensation of someone hitting you?
The very position of like bending over, lifting up your skirt, pulling your pants down to your ankles, there is something inherently ridiculous about it. But then I think I'd probably say the same of most sex. And that's one of the reasons why sex is fun, is because in the moment of doing it, you don't feel ridiculous. Like, you're doing these kind of slightly weird, squishy, unusual things in odd positions, and your face is pulling all of these different weird, weird expressions. But in the moment, it doesn't feel ridiculous, and you don't laugh at yourself because you're so into this thing. So I think, yeah, the hotness is that, sure, if you look back in hindsight after you've orgasmed, you go, didn't we look silly? But in the moment, all that is interesting is, what are these cool things that I'm doing with my body, and what are these awesome things that we're doing together? So yeah, I probably wouldn't stop and like laugh halfway through, because you just kind of tune all of that stuff out because your mind's just focusing on the hot stuff.
The first time Girl on the Net got spanked, she thought that was it. She was off to the races. She'd hit her stride. Everything from then on would just be chasing that peak. But it turns out it's not as simple as that.
The thing that always frustrated me was that most of the guys I played with had self-control. Like, obviously it is good that they have self-control, and no guy is going to just, you know, go storming through my safe words. But I think a lot of what I was looking for was that illusion of the loss of control. And I played a lot with other guys, like dominant guys, at spanking parties or fetish clubs. And one of the things that really frustrated me about playing with some of them was that they, as a dominant, wanted to be so totally in control of themselves and very calm and very measured. Like, I am dealing out discipline because you deserve it. Now count the strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4. That wasn't really what I wanted. Like, what I wanted was that loss of control, that, right, I'm going to give you 12 smacks, but I'm going to get to 6 and I just can't bear not to fuck you anymore. So now we're going to fuck, and then we're going to do this, that and the other. So I think that's probably why, like, as I've grown older, I tend to do less stuff with people I don't know that well, because with people I don't know that well, it does always have to be that, you know, very controlled, very measured, very safe kind of BDSM. Whereas if I'm doing it with my partner, we have a much better communication and rapport, and he can push me in ways that are, you know, slightly more intense than a stranger would be able to do, because we have a much better rapport, because, you know, he's easier for me to say no to if he does push too hard, and he knows the kinds of things I like. And, you know, so I think what I was always chasing was that sense of abandonment, like, and total loss of control, and I just have to fuck you right now. And so for me, that works so much better with someone you know really well, because they can really just go for it.
I really love what Girl on the Net is trying to say about spanking, because for something that involves the threat of physical violence, she actually makes it sound a lot like just having good sex, and how important it is to manage your expectations and talk about sex with your partner. You know, stuff like, don't expect it to last for any longer than 5 minutes. Talk to the person you're doing it with. Don't feel obliged to invest in loads of expensive gear for it. Which I think are lessons that we can apply to sex in general, not just BDSM.
Like, I don't think I'm very good at BDSM, if you define good as like kind of traditional, or I don't know, being able to do these kind of long scenes with lots of build up and lots of anticipation. Like, I can definitely do them if I'm made to, like if I'm tied down or something. But yeah, I'm not so great at patience and waiting and developing a scene. And like, I will always get to a certain point where I'm just like, okay, let's fuck now.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you've got ideas for future episodes, first-time sex stuff, get in touch, broadly.editor@vice.com. See you next week.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.